Now you can listen to your favorite episodes of More Visibility's Eye on Digital Marketing podcast on any of your Amazon smart speakers by simply asking Alexa to open Eye on Digital Marketing. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I am joined by client strategist Josh Wainianen. Josh, how are you today?
Very good, Chuck.
Josh, you wanted to come on the podcast and talk to our listeners about the benefits of using and incorporating responsive display ads into your advertising strategy. Some advertisers who are listening may already be using responsive display ads, so perhaps they can get some tips from you today, but others may not be using responsive display ads at all, and this term may be a little bit new to them. So, Josh, as an overview at a high level, what is a responsive display ad?
Now, with Google's responsive display ads, which have been out for a number of years, you're able to provide creatives from a logo to an actual background image, and Google will automatically resize that so the banner ads or the display ads can then fit within many different website sizes, whether you're looking on a mobile device, you're viewing it on your computer, tablet, you name it.
So back in, I guess, for the advertisers who remember, usually how it's been the past couple years is, hi, I'd like to run display advertising, right? Can you send me all these sizes of these ads that I have to create? And then usually you have to have a creative person go in and make you 6, 7, 8 different iterations. What you're saying is now with Google's new responsive display ads, all you're really doing is giving them the assets for that campaign and they're going to size it for you.
Correct. Google basically takes the role of your graphic designer, makes changes to it, and that allows you to have your ads appear in many different places without having to create 20 plus different ad sizes.
Makes sense. Thank you, Google, for that. So let's have a little history lesson then, because I know a couple years ago, 3 years ago now, back in 2016, responsive ads was a huge thing. And that was basically, right, taking that one ad unit and Google's like, we're going to take this ad unit and we're going to plug it in different areas so you don't have to resize this one ad unit. But how is that a little bit different than the responsive display ads that we're talking about here? Because this takes it to another level, right?
So some of the new things that Google is doing right now is it's the same responsive display ads as you had before. You still provide the image for the logo. You still provide the background image, usually two. But now what Google is allowing is they're taking machine learning, throwing that layer into the mix. And what that does is it allows Google to automatically test different ad copy, ad images that you had provided to see which ones are working better based on the placement, based on the audience, and so on.
So this is another, you know, theme that's been going on from podcast to podcast for our listeners. We recorded a podcast not too long ago where we talked about responsive search ads and how Google is using machine learning there. We recorded another podcast recently when we talked about syncing analytics and Google Ads together and the machine learning capabilities. So what you're saying now is when we talk about responsive display ads, here's another example of how Google is going to implement their machine learning, right? To, at the end of the day, help your ROI. Because just like you used to have a designer design 8 different sizes, you also used to launch a campaign, wait 30 days, 60 days, and then analyze the data to say, what are we going to change, revise to make it better? Google is doing this for you on the fly, right? That's what the machine learning aspect brings. So trust it, like let it happen, then you can take a higher level approach. So now that we kind of know what responsive display ads are, a little bit about how they work, and clearly it's going to alleviate a lot of hours for advertisers and allow them to step back and holistically look at the strategies of their campaigns. What are some other benefits, Josh, that responsive display ads can give you specifically for your campaigns?
As you mentioned at the start of this podcast, many marketers have already started using responsive display ads. But for those that haven't, some of the benefits, and really the top 3 benefits I like about responsive display ads, starts out with first, the ability to reach more users. Mm-hmm. So right now, if you go out there, you're using traditional display ads, you have 4 to 8 different sizes, you're going to be able to reach users that are on websites, on devices that cater towards those sizes.
Right.
Now, when you have so many different types of cell phones out there, smartphones, you have so many different tablets, different computer sizes, there's a lot of users on sizes that are not going to match your old traditional display ads. So what we do right now, and with Google, with responsive display ads, you're going to be able to reach all of those users that, unless you're going out there and creating 40, 50 different ad sizes, which, to be honest, who has time for that?
Yeah.
You're able to reach those users.
I think, too, when you think about the landscape of display advertising, a lot of people maybe don't forget, but maybe they don't realize how large the Google display network is. And we're not only talking about websites, we're talking about app placements and who knows what's in the future as well. Display advertising and the amount of areas and placements that Google can take your ad and put it is very, very vast. So to your point, instead of designing a million different things, let Google do that for you. All you need to do is just input the elements that you want Google to create that, and thus you're going to get more reach. You're going to get more eyeballs naturally. Josh, what's another tip for responsive display ads?
Well, another benefit really for responsive display ads is saving time and money. There's so
everybody likes to save money.
Everybody
first of all,
does. Everybody does. So when you're paying your graphic designer to go out and design 8, 10, 20 plus different display ads, they're thinking of the specific content for those display ads. They're thinking how the logo is going to look, the background, everything with that.
Yeah.
With the responsive display ads, simply you provide your logo. If this is the logo of your business, a logo of the event you're advertising, what have you, that is what you supply. You already have that. Secondly, you're going to supply a very simple background, usually two background images for size. So this is going to be something that's going to be very similar to the background possibly on the website that you're sending these users after they click on. So in a lot of cases, this is already information you have.
Right.
Lastly, you do supply the ad copy. In a lot of cases, this can be very similar to the copy that you have in your text ads, which you already have or we've created for you, what have you. And then that goes together. You save a tremendous amount of time there. You save the cost. So you already have a lot of these assets as you're going into it.
That makes sense, too. And lowering cost, obviously, every advertiser wants to have that discussion. You want to report back to your internal team, hey, look at the optimizations we did and the cost that we save. Remember, machine learning is your friend in that regard, too. A lot of people that I talk to who are not very deep into the campaign management say, Google is so smart. They have artificial intelligence. They have machine learning. So within a couple days, they're going to be able to know exactly which ad to serve when. That's not really how it works. You still have to let time play out 60, 90, even 120 days. Because remember, the machine learning and the algorithms of Google are only as smart as all of the data that it collects. So the more data it can collect in a short period of time, the quicker it's going to be able to make a decision on your ads. And that's why sometimes when you have a strategy, especially for display, that's upper funnel, right? Sometimes it's okay to open those floodgates a little bit more and let Google figure that out. But at the end of the day, like you said, you're going to save money. Josh, what's one last benefit we could tell the users about responsive display ads?
One last benefit really to cover. So I was talking about how easy it is to save time. It's easy to set up with these responsive display ads. One other thing that's very important to consider is it's easy to change. It's easy to make modifications to these ads. Because prior, when you're using the old display ads, if you want to make a change with the content, you literally have to call your graphic designer. They're going to have to go, even if it's a text change, they're going to have to go into the PSD files, make a lot of these changes, make them on many different sizes. It could almost take as much time as creating an entire new set just to update an existing set. So with the responsive display ads, if you're changing something as simple as some of the text in the responsive display ad, it's literally that, just changing the text. Google's automatically going to have that sized for the various screens that the ad shows on. If it's something a little greater, let's say it's an event, you want to change your logo style for a specific month, you know, it's an awareness type month. You can do that simply by uploading one new logo, not going in there and changing 8+ different ads.
And one of the things that Google has been preaching for the past couple years that they talk about when we get together and have our Google partner workshops or you hear a webinar from Google about paid advertising is being in the right place at the right time. So if you use responsive display ads the right way, as Josh was describing some of these benefits, you're automatically going to be in the right place at the right time because Google's going to help you do that. Remember, Google's your friend. They want your campaigns to succeed. So don't hold yourself back by trying to take all the control. Let responsive display ads do their job. But in this case, you can really sit back, right, devise all your ad copy, your images, and then input them and let Google do the rest. So this is a nice advancement. A lot of times people are running upper funnel display advertising. They kind of let it sit there because they think, well, I'm conversion focused. I don't really need to optimize my display ads too much. You know, remember that your paid advertising campaigns is an ecosystem and everything plays together. So if you're constantly just updating your search ads and you think display is just whatever and it can live on its own, you're missing a big piece of the puzzle. And Google has responsive display ads here for a reason. So if you would like us to help you manage your responsive display ads, reach out to us here at More Visibility. Josh, do you have any, out of curiosity, any personal experience with any clients using responsive display ads at the moment and anything that you've seen?
One thing that I've seen across a number of the campaigns that are running these new responsive display ads is actually a decrease when it comes to the cost per click, and also sometimes if you're looking at the greater cost per mil, cost per thousand impressions. The reason looking into this, it appears this is happening, is these ads, since they're responsive, they're able to change size, are able to fit in areas, different websites, that there's not a lot of competition. There's a lot of, you know, and you see this in older industries or more B2B type industries where a lot of the competition have not jumped on to adapt these new responsive display ads. Mm-hmm. So in some cases, there's even cost to be saved in the actual clicks, and it's really neat to see.
That's a great point. So if you're not on the responsive display ad train slash bandwagon yet, it's time to do it. And these are some great tips. Josh, thanks so much for stopping by today and talking about the responsive display ads.
My pleasure, Chuck.